Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Usually on Mondays and Wednesdays, we have Steve Hawken here, and there's Hawk Topics. Today, replacement Steve, the wingman. How are you, brother?
I am fantastic.
Welcome to the Jay and Kevin Show.
Yeah, no, this is an honor and a pleasure.
Wait, wow. Is this the first time we've ever had you on?
No, we've had you before, right?
So, right? Yeah, not many times.
Yeah.
And I think I made an appearance at the food drive.
Oh,
came okay. to give
yes.
your, that slick guy, that former producer.
Yes,
guy,
yes.
Slick, gave him like a birthday present.
Yeah,
sat
okay.
down and said three words.
But they are great words, though, man. Thanks for doing that.
Were top notch.
Well chosen, well practiced, yeah. You know, polished yeah. them up. It was great. Well, welcome. Good to have you here.
Yeah.
Your schedule is never used to be, you know, conducive to this. I'll get that.
That's correct. My schedule did not used to be conducive
but now,
to this.
Look at this. You're here.
I am here.
Fantastic.
Right.
Have you ever had a burger for breakfast?
No.
Really?
Because I noticed when you came in, you were like, boy, sure smells like Jack in the Box here.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You could smell that?
I would have gone with the ultimate breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
Sandwich is a favorite.
Oh, that's good.
So
gotta know the menu, man.
Yeah.
How do you feel? What's the one that's on? Which one's on the different bread? The loaded breakfast sandwich.
Oh, boy.
You ever had that one?
No, I haven't had that one.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Croissants are good. I mean, the biscuits are good. Whatever's 2 for $5.
That's good. Yeah.
Those are the best.
Yeah. Well, when Kevin gives out his debit card, you don't even worry about the 2 for $5. You just go.
Right. <No. laughs>
You just go big.
And that's why you get a shake for breakfast.
That is correct. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That popped up on the menu page.
And
I was like,
some churros. I mean, let's do it. It sounds really good.
Yeah. Really my bad. I forgot that we were going to ask you in today, and I would have got you something.
That is just fine. I mean, it's National Drive-Thru Day, so I need to celebrate myself.
Has to be done. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a couple nuggets if you want one.
I appreciate the offer, Steve.
What a guy. Yeah.
Oh man. They might be touched, but you know.
Right.
What part of town do you live in?
North Spokane by Mead High School.
Okay. Do you have a go-to drive-thru up there?
I mean, there's a Jack in the Box right there.
You got it all up there, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's a Zips
right
there.
You got Chick-fil-A close. That's true. Not terrible from there, yeah.
Yeah, used to be a Burger King, but RIP, BK.
That's right.
Those are just all right. gone in Spokane.
No more. But, plenty of places to frequent. Up north.
Is there like a little hole-in-the-wall restaurant you like to go to up there a lot of people know?
I wouldn't say hole-in-the-wall, but Didier's. Yogurt and more. They have fantastic burgers.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just fantastic.
Well, our buddy from the Friday show, Warren, he always is like, you guys, let's go have a bacon burger at Didier's.
Bacon burger at Didier's is it's phenomenal.
It's a legend.
Okay.
Wow.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Their bread is great.
Why do I want to take Wingy's word for it more than Warren?
Right? I know. Well, because Warren has no taste of sense of taste or smell.
You know the real life story, right? He was rollerblading in Riverfront Park, 40 years ago, Kevin?
Yeah.
You know, whoop, bonk, hit his head. No smell or taste.
I guess I hadn't caught that.
So when he's like, guys, they're the greatest burgers in the world, we're like, how do you know?
Yeah, right.
I mean, are you remembering from before? Which I think he is. I think he's just remembering from when he had
taste. Yeah, that's basically what his doctors told him. Like, what you remember flavors as, that's what they'll always be to you.
Well, I mean, I suppose there's worse things in the world.
Yeah. The bad news is his memory's also slipping, so he can't remember what anything tastes like.
And the bad news is that was 1984 the last time
he had something.
Ooh, that's a spoiled burger.
Yeah. How long have you been in radio?
I won the ultimate wingman competition in 2007, August of 2007.
Okay. Yeah, and
wow.
For those who don't know what that is, I always find your story to be fascinating.
So the sports radio station here in the building, 700 ESPN. They had a local show. They were looking to get a second local show. And they had tryouts for Man on the Street to become the ultimate wingman, to become a part of another show. So there were tryouts at local bars. I missed the first one because of my sister's wedding in the Boston area. I was heartbroken. Luckily, they had a second tryout. I was so amped up and ready to go. I was so excited. I was up there and I was like, Brett Favre, Dan Marino, Joe Montana.
Oh, they were trivia questions?
Well, I mean, it was like they were at, they would ask the guys that went up there, you know, name the top five quarterbacks of all time.
I got
time.
You, sure, yeah.
And, ooh, and the, you know, voice. The guy, some guy gets up there and he's like, I don't know, John Olerud. And I'm in the crowd. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy doesn't know anything. So I got up there, and I'm like, hi, my name is Steve, Joe Montana, Brett Favre, Tom Brady. You know, and they were like, whoa, dude,
settle down.
That's not
down.
Your question.
So I didn't make it through the second go. But then there was another tryout. I made it through, made it to the finals. The finals were at a fine family establishment known as Hooters. Maybe you remember.
Oh, yeah, I remember it. Yeah, I do.
Family, good family entertainment there.
Yeah.
I won the finals and won the job as the ultimate wingman.
Wow.
Got on the radio.
Wow.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
When people see you in public, do they call you wingman? Do people call you wingy? What do they call you?
Every once in a while, people will go, wow, wait, I think I recognize that voice.
Dude, his voice not one of the most recognizable voices ever?
It
like,
really
you can't
is.
Hide from that. Like, and you are also a projector, so it's like when you are, you know, in a store and you're walking around and you're in the meat section and your wife goes, honey, and you go, let me get the turkey. Everybody's like, that's wingman.
Brett Favre, right. Dan Marino.
They start, well, that helps everybody identify him, too. He starts blurting quarterback names in the produce section.
Right.
Sorry, honey, I can't help myself.
It's pretty wild. What did you do before that?
No, I mean, I had a thousand different jobs. Nothing ever really stuck.
Okay, so bounced around, and now you've stuck to this.
Yep. I did work at one of the other radio firms, one that you might have been familiar with.
Oh yeah,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and
we've been around to all of them. I think.
Had So I mean, I worked at a different TV station. I worked at, and all of it lasted 3 seconds.
Yeah,
sure.
Rolled burritos, flipped burgers, did it all. Cleaned toilets.
What's the worst job?
I mean, that one.
Cleaning toilets is the worst one, or no?
Well, I mean, I was kind of like the janitor guy at TJ Maxx.
Okay.
That was not great.
Yeah.
That's not great.
A janitor job, you know, I mean, depending on where you are. Like, I was a janitor at a truck stop, and it was like,
That
wasn't fantastic.
Doesn't sound ideal.
It wasn't, like, super great, but the hours fit with my, you know, incredibly brilliant schooling and job choices. So I get, you know, they're like, oh, you can work from 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. I'm like, that's actually when I need to work.
Yeah.
So you just took
to make
it, you
some
know?
Money. Yeah,
yeah. Whatever you do. Yeah.
And you do not like mornings, correct?
Prior to 2 weeks ago, if you asked me, are you a morning person? I would have laughed in your face and said, no, thank you.
Yeah.
But so far, so good.
Yeah, you seem to be adjusting well.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if you're really good at faking it or not, but yeah.
I am a I'm a great faker.
What a wonderful thing to know.
But you also come in at what time?
We're at 8:30.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty early.
Yeah.
Time to beat the show.
Right, exactly. That's all you got to do is just come in and beat the show and you're done.
Yeah.
You want to hang out for a round two?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, round two of Hot Topics is coming up with Steve the Wingman.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Yeah, let me know if you guys want to use that campaign.
Do it again. I kind of liked it.
Same great flavor, same great bag, new name. Wantonio.
Kevin James.
I mean, I like it.
Yeah, give me a call.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
On the way out of this little segment here, we're going to give you a chance to qualify for the $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's. So hold on for that. That's just a few minutes from right now.
Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Round two brought to you by TK Auto, and Steve the Wingman is in here hanging out with us today. Welcome. Good to have you back.
Yes. No, thank you for having me.
Love your hat, by the way.
What hat am I wearing?
It's got
today?
Like lake and some trees, and it's a very nice landscape-looking thing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's from Mountain Hood. We're headed up there shortly.
Is that a traditional family vacation?
Yes.
Because of family or just because it's a spot?
No, because of family. Yeah, my wife's family had a cabin up there for 70 years or something. I mean, a long time.
Oh, wow.
And they had to sell it not that long ago. But no, I mean, it was a place to go and stay for free.
Sure.
And, you know, I fell in love with the place, and my wife loves it. And
so now you go.
The kids are torn. They went from, oh my gosh, the same stupid place to now I think they love it too. So
yeah.
And what are the age of your kids again?
Yikes. The oldest is going to turn 27 in like 2 weeks. 25-year-old and 16-year-old, all three daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three daughters.
Yep. Yep.
I feel but like all, the older they get, though, don't they kind of like maybe have more fond memories of the place? I do know that when kids are younger, sometimes it's like, oh,
sure.
Cabin, bugs, we got to do a little work there. You know, the service isn't as great for our cell phone. Well, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, one of those deals.
I think when the oldest got a tattoo of the mountain on her arm, it was like, you know what?
Oh, there you go.
I think she liked it.
I guess it turned out all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Either that or she's like, if I remember just thinking, man, life couldn't get worse. Looks down at her arm. Remember that stupid place we went every year?
That'd be something.
Let's hope that's not what it was.
No, I don't think so.
I may get you fired up right here, but I was looking back on
Don't say Barry Bonds. No.
Happy birthday, Barry.
This fine day in 1847, Brigham Young and his Mormon followers arrived in Salt Lake City, Utah. They, you know, then turned into a wonderful college, BYU. Steve the Wingman.
Yes.
You like sports a lot.
A little bit.
I would count BYU as probably my least favorite school. I'm just a Zag guy. I'm in on the Zags.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just always really, really disliked them. So who's on the top of your list of teams you just can't stand?
Oh, sports hate.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I mean, I got a long list of those.
How long do we have? I mean,
sports
hate's a different level. You can obviously despise teams, and it doesn't even really have to be a reason other than they either beat you or they've got one player or a coach you don't like or whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, I got 1,000 of those. I mean, the first one that pops into my head is Montana.
I am an Eastern Eagle graduate.
I've done Eastern Eagle football and men's basketball games on the radio for the past 14 years.
Yeah.
So I'm a big time Eag, hate the Grizz.
Yeah.
The
Eagles, the Grizz thing, that's legendary.
It's a great one.
I feel like it's uniform, you know, everybody who goes has been an Eastern grad has that feeling. That one's an easy one.
I have a wedding coming up for a couple that they're Eastern Eags, and they on their do not playlist in all caps.
That's
Cotton Eye Joe. Because they're like, that's a Montana thing. And I'm like, yeah, all right, fair enough.
It is. Wow. Hmm. I mean, if you're talking professional sports, I mean, I hate the Yankees. I have a great appreciation for their history and the players, but
I mean,
they're the Yankees for crying out
loud. Yeah, again, so easy to hate.
Don't like them.
Too much success.
Don't like the 49ers.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Rams or the Cardinals. And I've been a Seahawk fan long enough that I don't like the Chiefs and the Raiders.
Yeah.
You know, those former AFC foes.
What do you think about the Bears?
No feeling.
Yeah.
Walter Payton. Good for them.
Yeah.
That's such a great. All right. Poor producer Steve is a Bears fan.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they've been garbage for so long that
they're irrelevant.
Doesn't hit my radar.
Oh boy. Well, thanks for talking about it even more.
Yeah. I mean, you know, truth is truth, baby.
You take Fields and you're like, hey, we got our quarterback of the future. And then 3 seconds later, you're like, forget that guy. Let's get rid of him. Let's bring in another guy.
Caleb Williams, you just wait.
Okay.
Maybe.
Here we
go.
Also, Wingy, on this day in 1870, the first trans U.S. rail service begins. Are you a man who has ever taken a train somewhere?
No.
Never? Okay. I don't think any of us have either, right?
We had a Christmas party on a train one time when I lived in Nebraska. It just kind of went out. It was one of those like, oh, we're going to take you a dinner train.
Okay.
You know, you go like 50 miles out and then 50 miles back, the same rail type thing.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it was kind of cool.
Was it called the Polar Express?
You know what? That's weird because Tom Hanks was on that. Yeah. That was crazy.
Producer Steve, have you been on a train?
Many trains.
Well, he's talking mass transit, I think, Kevin.
Yeah, you're talking
about
in the city subway type train, right?
Yeah, I've also taken other trains, like Polar Express style.
Really?
Yeah.
Like to the North Pole?
Well, no,
I mean, I just need a little clarification.
Wait, was Santa there?
Santa? Wait, I know him.
Did you have a hole in your pocket and a bell fell through, a whole thing? I remember all that.
No. When I was a kid, we took a trip to the Grand Canyon. And
wow.
One of our adventures was like a train from one place to the other, like around that area.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Are you talking about like the little choo-choo train that they take around Riverfront
that you
Park
sit on the top of?
No, like an actual train.
What are you, Elf? What happened?
But I've also done the, that too.
I only have one train experience. It was the Amtrak, and it was from here to Chicago, oddly enough, producer
really?
Steve.
Was that just in a sitting car, Kevin, or were you guys a sleeper car?
I think we had one sleeper amongst the group. So like people could go in there because it was my mom,
I bet it was you,
and her friend, and then their kids, and then the three of us kids.
Oh, wow.
So there was like six kids, two adults, and I wasn't old enough to remember it very well, other than meeting a man who was smoking. And he was blowing smoke rings and trying to teach us how to do it.
Nice. Hey, kids, come here.
That's my experience.
Have I got a great skill for you? Yeah. Life skill right here, baby. Smoke rings.
Yeah, just.
You never know when they're going to be useful.
Is your mom sleeping? Come here. Right. I show you this. And you're going to love this trick.
No real desire to take a train anywhere, wingman?
You know, when we're headed to Mountain Hood area, they do have like the Mountain Hood Scenic Byway train.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
And that's something that we have wanted to do for a long time. We have not done it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would do that kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be cool.
We almost took a train vacation this year, but because we were going to go to Glacier. And then, but the train from here to Glacier only runs at night. And so I'm like, well, then you kind of miss all the scenery.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, why? I don't want to do that. That seems kind of dumb. So, yeah, we decided not to do it. But it was like, you know, if it could see the scenery,
yeah,
you know, maybe.
Right. No, yeah. I feel like that's something that should be done once in a person's
life. Yeah, I feel like it'd be kind of cool.
My son and his buddies, they're big Portland Trailblazer fans. And they have taken the train twice now, I think, to Portland for the games, and they just have a blast on the train going there.
Is that a quick one? I mean, is that pretty quick?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a difference too.
Not again, it's not as fast as you think it should be.
No, I know, because they stop a lot.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it was.
I think
really
the engineer has to pee. I think is why they stop.
Right.
I already said we're not stopping again to pee.
They got to stop for gas and get cheeseburgers.
I'm not 100% sure how those trains work, but I think that's what they have to do.
I
think that's it.
There's a Jack in the Box on the way.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thanks for coming in, buddy. Good
to
see you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll have you back.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Of course.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
We are in full concert mode.
No.
No baloney.
Kevin James.
Kick booty or... You'll be terminated.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Locked up a couple qualifiers there. We've got some more qualifying here in just a little bit. We, of course, have the brand new contest where we have the Flyaway, the Coastal Country Jam. It's a big concert in Long Beach, California. 2-day event where you can go for airfare for two nights hotel, and then the Jason L. Dean, Thomas Red, Old Dominion, John Party, just a ton of acts in that deal. So we'll qualify for that trip too. And then we've got some Chris Stapleton tickets to give away for this Saturday. We're going to give those away right at 10 o'clock, okay? As we get ready to leave today, we will give away the Chris Stapleton tickets. So if that's something you want to do, you want to go to the T-Mobile Park show this Saturday, got you covered. In the meantime, let's do it.
Kevin's Clip of the Day.
It is time, Kevin.
1983 was the year when Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton took the stage.
Oh, man.
At the American Country Music Awards, and they sang Islands in the Stream.
Gosh, what a great song.
Islands in the Stream. It
is
such a great song.
That is what we are.
Well, it is time now for a little see if you can guess who it is singing. They dressed up like Dolly, like Kenny, and they tried to do, you know, a little remake of that moment in 1983.
Right.
I can't live without you if the love was gone. Everything is nothing.
is.
I'm pretty sure that's Miley.
That is Miley. It's the goddaughter of Dolly Parton.
I'm going to guess that was the one on the Fallon show.
That is correct.
Yeah, that she's really good at it. I mean, she can do a Dolly impression as well as Dolly can do a Dolly impression. And then, you know, and Jimmy does a good job, too, but it's like she carries
Jimmy
it.
Jimmy looks, I mean, the look, they went all out.
They had the gray beard and the gray hair.
He's wearing the exact outfit.
Like the suit with the bow tie.
Yeah. And so it's pretty cool how they, you know, relive it a little bit.
Yeah, it's funny.
But, Miley, she can sing.
Man.
And Jimmy Fallon does a really good job for being a guy who that's not what he does.
Oh, yeah. He does it good enough to have fun with it.
Yep. It always sounds good, and they have a fun time. It got me watching the original video of Dolly.
When they were on TV?
Yeah.
That from the award show?
Yep. In 1983. It is.
Oh, I see it right here.
It's just magic, Jay.
Wait, what year was it?
1983.
Oh, 83. 1983. That is what you are. In between.
And it's funny because with Miley, I was like, well, you don't really look like Dolly. But when you see Dolly from 1983, yes, she does. She looks so much like Dolly. The hair was
right. The
same. I mean, they really nailed what they were looking like.
Oh,
Dolly's
video,
hair,
yeah.
Very different then.
What is it? She's her godmother? Is that
yes.
What it is?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Miley, lots of advice over the years from Dolly.
That was a big deal in 1983.
Oh, yeah.
What, two people singing together?
Yes, it was the first time it had ever happened, and that's where they first came up with the word duet. It was just an amazing thing. So you can tell any lie you want to these young kids, Kevin. They don't know.
No, he doesn't know.
They don't know nothing.
He doesn't know.
They didn't know.
I don't know nothing.
Well, they were big stars, when they, you know, I don't remember. I mean, I had finished broadcasting school, which is hilarious if you think about it, like the year before, or I guess 2 years before.
Okay.
And I don't remember just a ton of collabs. Like now collaborations are, there's, what is there on the radio right now? Seven of them?
They're everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, they just do a lot more. And then, so I don't know, I don't remember back then that being that big of a deal. Like, you know, it wasn't like, oh, everybody does
it. Not everybody did.
No, they were rare. So,
collaboration.
Yeah.
So when you have two of the biggest names,
absolutely,
Dolly and Kenny,
yeah,
get together and do a song, that's why the song became, you know, the legendary song that it is.
Do you know that song very well, Steve? I mean, you know, obviously it's
I've heard it a few times.
Well before your time.
Yeah, I've heard it a few times, but okay. Other than that, I don't know.
Where do you stand on Kenny Rogers?
Got to know when to hold him, know when to...
Any feelings on Kenny, again, before your time?
No.
I mean, he's got some nice hair.
He had some nice hair. Yeah.
He had some nice hair.
We kind of have a soft spot in our hearts for Kenny Rogers, don't we, Kevin?
Kenny Rogers, one of the artists that I listened to the most as a kid. I don't know if it was my mom loved him. It was, you know, my dad had some 8-track tapes that got, you know, when he passed away, they were just kind of left behind. And I remember being the one who was really into it, of course. I would lay there and listen to him.
Yeah.
I say lay there because it was down low on the entertainment shelf or whatever.
Sure.
And it was just there, and it wasn't hooked to anything but headphones.
So you had to be close.
So I would just lay down there with headphones, and I would listen to Tom T. Hall, Sneaky Snake.
How old are you?
Kenny Rogers stuff.
I think
they were long before my time, Jay.
Oh, yeah, but that's kind of cool,
it was
though.
Just the stuff that my dad happened
to
have.
Yeah.
What's that beer song that Tom T. Hall does?
I like beer.
That's what it is.
Wow, that was hard.
Yeah, we knew that one.
You're not going to stump us with Tom T. Hall trivia, bro.
I think that's where my love for Kenny started. I think, gosh, Kenny Rogers just, I liked him, and so then I listened to more and more and more and more and more. And then, Jay, one of the few times in our lives that we ever got to be front row at a concert was in Nashville. I don't know why we even ended up front row, but we got to be front row for Kenny Rogers.
It was awesome. That was the marathon trip.
Is that what it was?
I think it was, yeah. And he did a show for, I think, for the Marathoners or something like that, yeah.
And it was just one of those where somebody, some record company hooked us up with front row seats, and it was very cool.
Great.
I was like, all right, this is a good memory for us.
Oh, that's awesome.
How many concerts have you been front row for, Steve? Do you know any?
Do I know any concerts?
Do you know any that you were front row for?
Oh, zero.
Zero?
Maybe a fifth grade concert of some kind.
You got to sit in the front row.
The Christmas.
To watch his brother perform in the fifth grade concert.
You know. Don't knock it, Kevin.
How many for you, front row? Do you know?
Not very many. I'm Sawyer Brown in Omaha at a fair. A Kenny. Man, I don't know that I've...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Steve, do you have one of the little, like, little toilet seats so you don't fall in, like the potty training ones?
Kevin.
What? No.
Kevin James.
Why do you ask?
Oh, so you just fall in?
Yes.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I don't know why he puts up with it. We're going to qualify someone for the Coastal Country Jam here in just a second. Hold on.
Final thoughts.
Steve, you can kick it off.
Excuse me.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
It's what?
Can you actually do it?
Yes, I can. Well, it's because I got that 2:30 feeling.
Really? Already?
You know what that is?
You mean where you need a Snickers bar or something?
Yeah. I don't know. Today it was just like, I feel like a little running around.
Oh, yeah. It's exhausting having to drive and stuff.
Yeah, and then getting all this milkshake. I mean, it's going to make you tired, right? It's like having a turkey on Thanksgiving.
It can if you're not used to eating, and then you eat something, and then you're just kind of, oof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I got that. I mean, normally I'm napping at 2:30 anyway.
Right.
So
you just probably maybe a cup of coffee now would help you.
I don't know. It stunts your growth. You can't do it.
Wow.
You don't need that.
Wow.
In fairness.
Yeah. Imagine.
I don't want to. thank you, Kevin, for the...
Yes, Kevin, thank you for buying.
Oh, you're so
the
welcome.
Jack in the Box earlier.
Thank you for
Steve, thank you for flying.
I flew?
You know,
you want to know what Wingman said?
The old saying, I'll buy, you fly. Have you heard that saying?
Yeah, I've heard that all before. Right. That's a good one.
What did Wingman say, Kevin?
Well, I just want producer Steve to hear this so that maybe he'll leave the building more.
Oh, yeah.
He said, that was a great segment, man. He goes, I love hearing that stuff. It was like that fun old radio. He's like, where it's just somebody's out there and you don't know what's going to happen. And then Steve, you know... says, hey, here's a big bag of sausage or whatever. And he just said everything about it was super fun.
Yeah.
And he goes, it was a really fun segment to listen to.
Oh.
So, see, Steve, that is the kind of stuff you're going to have to do more of.
Hey, man, I'll do it. I'll just not like doing it.
Yeah, you'll do it. Just complain about it the whole time.
Which, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I can live with that.
Final thoughts.
I'm a great complainer.
Yeah, and what did Wingman say he was? A great exaggerator?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yep. I think I'm both of those, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
you are.
Both
pretty
yeah,
well.
Yeah, you are. I second that.
I was just seeing a thing about Michael Strahan, and they've been like, why has he been missing on Good Morning America? I didn't realize he had been.
Isn't that your job to keep track of the roster
show
on GMA?
Yeah. But it's like some fans have started to be a little concerned, like, is everything okay? You know, he's had the daughter who was battling cancer.
Exactly. Yep.
And a sad deal. Mm-hmm. But there's good news. He took vacation to the Bahamas with his two twin daughters. And the one who had the cancer had announced that she was officially in remission from the cancer.
That's great, man.
And so that was why they were going to the Bahamas for a couple weeks, just enjoying and celebrating life, which... You know, celebrities become just real people when stuff like that happens.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Where you just go, oh, yeah, I don't care who you are celebrity-wise. That's a tough situation.
That's a great reason to go on a vacation.
Yes.
I never mind the concern. I just hate when people do the speculation.
Right.
Like, you know, Michael Strahan's gone again. Now what? And I heard one of his other, you know what I'm saying? You're
right.
Like, no,
yeah.
Can we just...
And I get it why you would have the concern where you're thinking,
concern's great.
I hope nothing bad happens.
Yeah, concern's great. Just, you know, let's all be happy now.
Yeah, no, that's great news.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, glad I could add
final thoughts.
And repeat what you said. And you know,
that's great news. Yeah. What do you think, Steve?
That's great news.
What do you think, Kevin?
That's great news.
And now some great news.
Okay.
And now some grape news.
Ooh.
By the way, the timing, this is first world problem, huge issue. My daughter gets married 2 weeks from Saturday.
Yes.
And the hair is out of control. It's just stupid.
your hair?
I should have gotten it cut like a week ago, and then I was like, well, now, but I only want to get it cut about a week out. Right. Yeah, the hair timing thing. I mean, this, I don't even know how people live these days. This is so tough.
This is great. You sound like me right now.
No, for real.
With hair, I never seen you concerned about it.
Yeah, I don't
really
care.
Like this side of you.
You know. Yeah, my wife seems to like it a lot, too. Ooh. She was like, yeah, when? And so then I tried to walk her through it. I was like, yeah, but if it's a week out, isn't that the right amount of time?
It's kind of the sweet spot. 7 to 10 days, I feel like.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah. You know what's weird, though, Jay, is I told you, what was it, yesterday or maybe the other day? Oh, did you get a haircut?
He did. He goes, well, I walk in the morning, he goes, did you get a haircut? I'm thinking, my hair's so long right now.
It looks different.
I just said to him, I go, yeah. Did you fall down and hit your head?
I mean, it doesn't look super crazy, Jay.
Oh, man.
It's still short feeling on the sides, and that's what's saving you.
Yeah, it's just plastered down at this point. It's just dumb. So, yeah, even when you see me, if anybody sees me walking around, please just go, dude, your hair.
Dude.
Bro, your hair.
I recommend an appointment next Wednesday.
Recommend Wednesday? All right. I told my wife Wednesday or Thursday. Figure there's room for error there. I go, I'm going to tell her to cut it like a little shorter than normal.
Okay. Why?
And my wife goes, are you serious right now?
Yeah, don't do that.
She goes, what are you talking about? It's not what you say. I go, well, I'm going to say it because it's 8 days before the wedding.
I have so many questions about the wedding. We're just going to have to spend a segment or two.
I do, too.
I bet that's
Did you
true.
Want to get my wife on the phone? Would that be a better, you
yes,
get more answers
yes,
that way?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
I love wedding planning.
Hey, Kevin, did you miss when we had Jay's wife on the phone?
He did, actually, yeah.
What? Were you not here?
Yeah, he was gone for that, too.
Oh, that's
been
what you
gone
guys...
for a lot of things, man. Is your family okay? We should start the rumor.
Stop it.
No, you can ask the questions. You can ask all the questions you want. I mean,
all of the questions?
I have no idea of a lot of the answers, I think. I mean, I think I've absorbed, I probably have absorbed quite a bit of it. But if you're going to get super particular, like I feel you will.
No, I just want to ask some questions that really involve you. So I feel like you're going to know those things.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Give me an example so I can study up.
Like toast.
Jam.
I do like it. Sometimes I don't mind it a little darker. My wife doesn't like any sort of burnt on the toast. I don't mind it. What else you got?
Butter.
Speech.
Love it. Speak. That's what I say to the dog when she wants a little piece of the burnt toast. She sits there and I'm like, speak. And she, oh. And
then, are you doing the wedding?
What do you mean?
Are you the officiant?
No. My brother is.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
That's cool.
The governor?
That's great news.
He is. The mayor? Isn't your brother trying to be mayor or something?
Yeah.
That's
he's
kind of cool.
Running for mayor.
Wait, so it's the same brother?
Yes.
Oh.
That's not the other one.
Why do you say it like that?
Well, I just don't feel like he would want to do public speaking.
He wouldn't. No, he wouldn't want to do that at all.
Okay,
all right. No, yeah.
I was asked to do my niece and nephew's wedding. Well, she's not my niece yet. My nephew's wedding.
Okay.
She keeps asking me if I want to do it.
How do you feel comfort-wise on that?
I don't know. It's so weird, Jay. I've seen a billion of them. I've done it. I'm sure I could do it. For some reason, I feel really uncomfortable.
I did the same thing. I actually turned down one of our best friends, lifelong friends. They were will you do it? And I'm like, I would love to, but I'm just like, I don't know.
I don't know why I feel weird about it.
Yeah, I did too.
One of my buddies is a serial officiant.
A serial officiant?
So he what? Married several Fruity people. Pebbles and Cheerios?
Yeah.
Captain Crunch and the berries?
Like he's done 5 of them. It's wild.
Wheaties and cornflakes?
Yeah.
I'm super confused.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All righty, that's the show. Gotta go. As promised, at 10 o'clock, we're giving away those Chris Stapleton tickets. If you want to go see Chris Stapleton coming up this weekend at T-Mobile Park in Seattle, caller 7 right now, 509-441-0999. It's a Saturday. All right, fellas, do it again tomorrow, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know after should. What just happened, Jay.
Why would happen?
Oh, you know what happened.
You know.
You know what you did. You know exactly what you did.
I've already forgot.
You've already forgotten?
Yeah, what he did.
Oh, well.
Cereal.
No.
Cereal.
Not that. Well, that too, I guess. Well, I mean, there's a long list of things.
Wait, what was the other thing I did?
Well, I was coming into the other room.
Oh, I scared you. That's right. Yeah. I forgot. You know what? I'm trying to break you of being startled.
That's not going to happen.
Okay.
I've had many years of experience.
Well, I'll keep trying anyway.
He's a jumpy little guy.
Yeah,
you can try all you want. I've had many people try and fail.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I'm pretty aggressive at it, though. Bye-bye. I don't know if you noticed that.
That's what you think.
Bye-bye.
All right, scary.